God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Received of the Lord to title this second cry, the cry of David. The cry of David. I'll make it very brief. Psalm chapter 3, and if you please, I will want to read the whole of the chapter. So Minister Philip, please help me run it as swiftly as I'm reading. It's a well-known psalm. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. It's a time to stop to think. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. Every time he introduces the word Selah, it's because a new gate of expression comes in. I laid me down, I slept, and I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word. We have not gathered tonight because we feel that we are competent. As a matter of fact, subscription to prayer is supposed to be premised upon the consciousness of insufficiency. That there is a summons to labor. There is a posture of existence that is designed to bring comfort, that is designed to bring optimized expressions that I cannot come into. That's why we pray. The Bible says, since when Seth gave birth to his son Enos, which in his expanded translation is translated the weakened man, men began to call on the name of the Lord. The name of Enos was a reminder that you are also a version of man, but you are weaker than the original. And every time we come into the consciousness of our weakness, we gather to pray. So we have come to gather because we understand that we are insufficient, but that as believers, our sufficiency is supposed to be drawn from a direction from the Lord. That's why we came. What the Bible calls sufficiency is essentially a duality of realities. On one side, it is the reality of adequate possession of spiritual energies. That's the possession of what the Bible calls might. That when God names an assignment, might is the capacity to do what God wants us to do. So when I was in Abeokuta some time ago, ministered at a minister's conference, my subject was the spirit of counsel and might. Counsel communicates the labor. Might supplies the capacity for the labor. And in the administration of the Holy Spirit, that dimension is one of the twin expressions of the Holy Spirit. There are many of them in scriptures. Wisdom and understanding. Counsel and might, knowledge, and the fear of God, burning, and of judgment, grace, and of supplication. It is to show us that you cannot have one and not have the other one. If you have been a recipient of the spirit of counsel, then you are not supposed to be looking around for the capacity to do what you receive by counsel. It's a follow-come reality. It's like buying a phone. You buy a brand new phone. It's still in its original carton. And it comes with no charger. You should suspect that the phone operates by blood. Every time you hold it, it charges. It's supposed to come at least with the head of the charger, a charging cable. Maybe your earphones too. So wherever we have received a counsel from the Lord, and we have gathered to pray because we understand that that counsel will be gifted might. So when we speak about sufficiency, we speak about the reality of the adequate possession of spiritual energies. On the other side of the coin is the reality of the adequate possession of spiritual wisdom. So there is an accompanying wisdom for every counsel that God gives. The counsel comes with time. It comes with audience. It comes with process. So I stay with the second one, which is the possession of spiritual wisdom. So I said that the one seeking wisdom must, among many pursuits, seek out the wisdom of scriptures. The word of God is designed to be the kingdom wisdom bank. And in saying that, I'm not only referring to the book of Proverbs. If you want to learn how to please God, one of the portions of scripture that you need to do a lot of businesses in, rather, is the gospels. Because the gospels showcased the man Jesus has been the object of divine pleasure. I was teaching yesterday in Lasso about the revelation of the Christ, and I was exasperated because I had like 1 hour, 20 minutes to teach on the revelation of Christ. Oh. So I told my wife, I said, if you want me to teach revelation of Christ, we must first validate the legitimacy of the reality of the Christ. So we need to draw into witnesses. So yesterday we established by the witness of God through Peter. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not, but my Father is in heaven. Then we validated by the witness of Christ of himself when he was praying his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17. In verse 3 he said, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee as the one true God. Some translations use only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. He's saying, you sent me as Jesus Christ. Then we need to now go further to try and bring people into the consciousness of why Christ and Jesus is often juxtaposed in the writings of Paul. It was a definition, it was an expression of what was emphasis, because his name Jesus was the advertisement of his work. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So it was at the advertisement of his salvific enterprise. The name Christ actually defines his identity. That is, he's a savior king, he's the Messiah. He's also the hub of the anointing. He's the anointed one that anoints. By the time I finished around that time, it was already 35 minutes. We now needed to break down the person of the Christ into pieces, or the Christ into pieces, so that we treat the person of the Christ. The Christ is designed to be both divine and human, and we need to establish his humanity beyond doubt. If not, entering into his reality will be impossible, because you think he's not like you. The person of the Christ. We will now study the office of the Christ. And the office of the Christ is a threefold office. So to say the office of the Christ is not even doctrinally sound, is the offices of the Christ. His prophet, his priest, his king. And each of those expressions, each of those offices has a basic reality on the life of the believer. It's a whole discourse. So when they told me it's time, you have 10 minutes. I looked up to God and I sensed in the heart of the Father the willingness to reveal his son. So I beckoned on him. The meeting took off like that. I had never seen a meeting switch that instantly before. It was as though a reality rushed in. The whole place went up like that. But I had only 6 minutes. So I had to beg them to give me another 2 days before the end of the year, that we sit around that revelation. I'll teach maybe Friday night 4 hours, Saturday morning 4 hours, Saturday night 4 hours. I'll now look for a sponsor to sponsor it so that they will not pay anything. Even when I started, I said, do I have time to teach? Do I have up to 2 hours? One sister shouted, no! And I told her that you are old and you have not found the potency because you are lacking knowledge. If we take a 3-year-old witch and put her in your house, you can become poor. Because by 3 years, she has mastered how to wreck a family. By age 4, she has graduated from the class of mother. She can kill now. But there are 70-year-olds who cannot turn around captivity. They cannot command deliverance unto Jacob. I said, see, if we give you 3 years to be learning 24 hours, you may not catch up. Darkness has advanced. While the church was entertaining itself, they stayed their course in focus. The advantage we have is that we have gifts. Are you with me? That's the advantage the church has. We have gifts. That's what I shared in Abeokuta. Gifts. And unto every one of us, grace has been given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So God dished into the gift of Christ that is gifts that we have as an edge. And the greatest gift that the believer has is a name. Not word of knowledge, not prophets, it's a name. The name of Jesus is a gift because the Bible says there is no other name that is given. It's a gift. When that name is deployed, everything crumbles. That's the advantage of the church. We don't have advantage by knowledge. We don't know enough to win. But God will help us. God will help us. We have a bank of things to learn so that we can maximize what is already in place. That Abeokuta meeting too, they say it's impartation. So they were waiting for impartation. So I could not even enter where I wanted to enter. I just stayed at that point to teach that every man was gifted. And begin to lay out the consciousness of every man's gift. Even when you walk around the corridors of knowledge, if you are sincere, you will know that you are disadvantaged if God does not come to your aid. That's why we pray. Some of these battles that are being fought in our nation are more than 30 years old in preparation. September 11 was planned for almost between 10 and 12 years. It was to be executed within an hour. But they had planned for almost 12 years. Penetration, habitation, mingling, acclimatization, so that these guys look like normal Americans. They stayed long enough in that nation to obtain citizenship because of a 45-minute interval strike. What? They had gone to camps to train, hit and run. They had walked their minds to a plane where they were willing to die to make a nation cry. So in America, people went to office as usual, unprepared. Gisted into the office, shook hands, got behind their computers. And when they lifted up their eyes, he was not their co-worker was coming. It was a plane that was flying into the building. Took it out. Even the Pentagon, that's the hub of the U.S. forces, was hit. Christian Marty
Wasimi Beni Angeli Remi Niari Otaloa Mashora.
I don't know the English version, but I know the title is Christian Seeking Not Repose. We rest too early. We don't understand that in the economy of heaven, a victory is not supposed to be over celebrated. When we are, what God does is that He gives us a window to breathe. So when people come to me and say, "Ah, sir, the battle is much," when I check and I find out that it's a battle that they must sustain, so that they can, because there's a kind of peace you cannot have if you don't fight. Are you with me? So what I tell God is, I use a legal term. It's called a moratorium. In street language, it's called stay of action. That, Lord, we press a moratorium on this battle for 2 weeks. Because every night they come to visit him in fights. Maybe he's standing on behalf of the family. And you know the prayer of faith doesn't win family battles. You say, all the evils in our family go away in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you go to sleep. It's so that the name of Jesus is not potent. You will still need the name. But God is just. And so there are many legalities that need to be undone. I know some people don't believe the things that we are saying, but we have seen how potent their prayers have been. I remember many years ago, Papa used to say something in his sermons. He says, if an evangelist comes to a town, he says, next week, he said, don't listen to him. It takes time. Many times it's not that the name is not potent, but if a family fell, became poor because of immorality, when you begin to pray against the spirit of poverty, what made them poor will also show his face. And what the spirit of immorality will try to do is to make you guilty of what make your ancestors poor. You will become a specimen of lust. If you are a brother, anything that wears a skirt, oh, they used to say skirt. It's not like that again. Now it can be something that, anything that wears a trousers, you know, sisters do wear trousers now. So anything that has long or short hair, anything that has the features of a woman will begin to appeal to you. Sometimes even small children. Because that's how your ancestors were. They were too pious to sleep with another man's wife. But they were teachers in schools and they impregnated somebody's child. And the plague of poverty was put on them. If you find yourself as a copper in a school, be careful. Because they will push those young ladies to you so that you will no longer be qualified to be a savior. So that when you impregnate one and you go home, your mom will remind you that, you are like your father. The guilt will be too much to make you come back. That's how darkness works. They bring the sin of the people that were sent to liberate, they bring it on you. So that you will lose your ranking to be an accurate priest. So the battle of a priest is not just to free people, it's to free yourself from the sins of the community. Consecration is the first line of battle for a priest. That's why it doesn't happen at once. Because you may not have the level of consecration that establishes you as an accurate priest, even though you are a chosen generation and a royal priest. Why you study scriptures, understand what has been perfected legally and what has to be partnered into with the spirit. You know that when you are saved, the Bible says you have the mind of Christ. But the instant expression of the mind of Christ when you are saved is a warfare. It will be a battle of wills. John lived like this. John will say it's not comfortable. I choose comfort. And initially will allow you to win. But if he sees that you are intentional with your combat, that Lord, I know I lived unto my will, but I want to live for you. Then he will begin to give grace. The giving of grace doesn't mean that it will be easy. It just means that it will be possible. So you obey God and you will weep. But you will still obey God. Are you with me? It takes time to win. But no matter how long it will take, may you win in Jesus' name. There was a battle that happened in the time of David that made that occasion Psalms chapter 3. And as I began to study, it was on my way back from, I don't like entering a sermon series instantly. I'm not even sure I'm going to do this thing today. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to come into this dose of trances. If we have the window, because I want us to go home. As I was coming back, the Lord led me to Psalm 3. So I began to study. Since it was a 3-hour journey, there were two things that were happening. Me, I was trying to study, but my host's brother-in-law was the one who drove me. It was a very comfortable vehicle. Air conditioned, very high. But a TV station, a radio station was streaming the Chelsea match. So, after a while, I had to plug my ears because I'm a stakeholder. So I plugged my ears after a few minutes. When I became assured by the witness of the Spirit that match was only going to happen in one direction, I don't know how many goals, but it was going to be 3 points. So I took my mind off it. And God was faithful. So, I know you think I'm carnal, but it's between me and God. He only took watching football from me. He didn't take football from me. I know some people don't believe that you can love a club and love Jesus. Me, I love Jesus and I love my wife. And there are two different compartments. So you know. That's the reason why if my wife stands in the way of my love for Jesus, I will put her down. I'm not saying I'll drive her away. I mean I'll put her in her place. That, madam, he's my first love. Calm down. And I know that's the way I am too. So when she's studying and listening to Jesus, I stay away. It's not the time to go and disturb. May God give you understanding. If you marry a man that loves you more than he loves Jesus, you will see hell. Because it's the love of Christ that constrains you. Are you with me? He will become a monster husband. So look for a man who is obsessed with Jesus. And may God help you find that man. And may that be the man that finds you. If he has one trouser, marry him. Because my Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Pastor Diola, how many trousers did you have when you married? Like 20. Like 3.5. You know, this generation is blessed. Their brothers in AWCN, their brothers who have like 20 clothes. God has helped you. It means the burden we place on your shoulder will be much. Because the sorrow of a man who has 2 trousers is much. So God measures responsibility with sorrow. Now, you are not thinking along that line. If not for bad governance, many people will be a lot more comfortable than they are now. It means that the weight God will put on your shoulders will be greater. Shall you see it? If I exchange what I ate in 200 and 300 level with you, you will not be coming to church. I'm serious. You will be offended in God that, and you still want me to serve you. Because that Tinubu's prescription look better than what we're eating. They said he has upgraded the prescription. Yes, that there's now Ewa and Dodo. Comedian.
It's strange though. It's strange. They have spiced it up. Because he said we are hungry. So let's increase the food plan. So that in the afternoon you can eat beans. You need protein to build your body so that you can labor against terrorism. He has plans that there will still be terrorism. So they will use us to fight it. And we need 50 million. People like Mawa will become big that time. Because he's a maize farmer. I mean, some people have to produce the maize. So if I produce it cassava now, you have a future. I have not been able to wrap my head around that thing. I think it, even if it's your plan, I think it's wicked to say it. No. If somebody says, vote me, I will kill you. That's what I heard. Pray. You better pray. John, pray. You know you are more muscular than I am. So they will leave me to continue. They will just bring me into chaplaincy. It's people that have hand to carry gun that will carry. People like believe. Okay. Is Isaac in church? It's those kind of people, Jibola, people that can build muscles. Me now, if I fast for 2 weeks now, I just collapse. Say, how old are you? Before I say 40, they say, you are 12. You're 12. I've escaped.
The gates of hell shall not prevail. The church is marching on.
That's my summary for that discussion. Psalm 3 was about a battle. And it was a battle of an anointed king, but it was a battle of strangeness. It was a battle that weakened a strong man, brought him to his knees. That when he was going to let out a cry, it was not a cry of victory, it was a cry of desperation. Many are they that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say, of my soul, there is no help for you in God. David was like a man who had exhausted help in the human dimension, like the average individual, average city in Nigeria is. We have exhausted help in the human dimension, but the sounds of the enemy have gone beyond the human dimension to say to our soul, it is in vain that you are praying. Because even God cannot help you. There is no help for you in Him. David must have stood between the option of attempting, of committing suicide, because if God cannot help you, who will help you? That was how loud the opposition spoke to him. But David had memories of the potency of God. And so when he had concluded the narrative of his adversity by thinking, he went Selah. He said, but thou, Lord. I know that there is a weakening of hearts. I'm going to advertise this battle to you a little bit more, but there's a current weakening of hearts. Many intercessors are dropping out of prayer. Because even though this beast of recklessness has not impacted too close to many intercessors, there are many other factors that are making them feel that God is not active in this nation, including the famine that has happened to our nation, even though it has not been publicly announced that famine has come. When it began, you know, my wife, some of our sisters, they go to the market. So sometimes when I'm at home, I just want to go. Is it not to go to the market? So I went to the market. I think before I went, I came back from one of the journeys, and when I'm going home, I make sure that the house is settled. That's what a good man should do. Even if you have to patch off your journey, make sure that home is settled. Are you hearing me? good. If your wife is happy, your life will be blessed too. If she cries over you to God, you will sweat. Even if she doesn't know God much. So, when I came back, it was regular things they went to buy. But she told me, the money has almost finished. So I started to be inquisitive, not because I am an accountant. They don't even need to write the list of anything. My job is how much remains. That's how much remains. Oh yeah, take again for house maintenance. That's what I do. And Jesus has been faithful since we married. I've not had to borrow money to take care of the house. And you will not borrow. I said, but wait. She makes the same thing you used to buy. This money that has finished in 2 weeks used to last us for 1 month. She says the things that we used to buy that we bought. End of discussion. I said, don't worry. She like, don't show me this too. I'm fine. You didn't go to buy land somewhere. This is why my business. So the next time I came home, I just thought, let me just go to the market. Let me just go. You rest today. And I saw that prices of things had gone so high. I had to take from personal money to augment those things. But if you go to the market now, you'll be shocked that some things have tripled in price. Just attempt buying vegetable oil. It's like gold. Or try buying kerosene. You'll be shocked at the damage that has happened to our nation. We are in the middle of a famine. A famine that only heaven had eyes to prophesy. That's why compromise is much. Because people want to survive. David was in a bad place. He was a warrior by excellence. But the kind of battle that he was facing was not a battle that was easy to fight. You know, if Nigeria is fighting Chad, this whole thing is easier. It will be a war of two nations. Now, what we have in Nigeria is a war of brethren. Because we and those who want to waste us sing the same, at least currently, we sing the same national anthem. We pledge allegiance to the same flag. Our coat of arms is the same. When we go to the polls, all of us go to the polls together. That kind of battle is difficult. Because if God wastes our adversaries, human, anyone that is reasonable amongst us, we feel the pain. Are you getting my point? That was David's battle. His adversary was not a Philistine. His adversary was not one of the Hivites or the Hittites or the Perizzites or the Gagashites or the Canaanites. Israel was bedeviled by the ites, many. It was a son in the house, his third son. A son that David had brought, and that's what the history says, a son that David had brought so close to him to dwell with him in Jerusalem. A son upon whom he had lavished his love. A son that bore a name that was advanced to the reality that was currently expressed. Because his name was Absalom. And his name meant Father of Peace. Just like the shape of the assault that Nigeria is experiencing. Because the name suggests peace. But it has brought war. What do you do when your adversary comes in the body of your brother? What do you do? Do you ask that God should kill him? The one for whom you prayed that the redemptive hands of Jesus were touched now comes with a gun, now comes with a cutlass to waste your life. Will you ask God to destroy him? That was David's pain. If it was only Absalom that was against David, David would have been safe. But the song introduces to us that his adversaries were many. Because Absalom had one of the inheritances that Sheba, the son of Bishri, had. He was a sweet talker. He had the capacity. How did he come in? The penetrating edge was that David became very busy. Absalom pioneered the way of Judas Iscariot. It was betrayal. and then spoke to the children of Israel. While waiting on David to speak to him, can I not deputize for him? Let me solve your problems faster. Was he wise to solve problems? No. David's adversaries were many because Absalom had allocated to him a wise man by the name Ahithophel. Ahithophel's wisdom was trusted wisdom. I used to feel that Ahithophel was old. And I thought that his advantage was age until I studied further and found out that at the time of his death he was 33 years old. He was a young wise man. A nation found balance in the body of a 33-year-old. So much strong so that he could bring counsel that could make the king run. Kai! May you be wise early. That was how it fell. He was in the, so it was a three-pronged attack. There was Absalom, the beloved son. There was Ahithophel, the wise man. There were converted people of Israel. So David could say, many are they that trouble me. I see my kingsmen following this strange boy. I see this wise man in my boy's company. And I see my boy who has forsaken my love. You were supposed to bring peace. You have put a sword in my heart. To further ridicule the king, the Bible said that Ahithophel gave him counsel to take the concubines of the king and not sleep with them in the king's chamber. He was on the roof so that all of Israel saw him defiling his father's concubines. It was shame at his peak. So this psalm was written when David was on the run. Sometimes righteous men run. Let's peep a little more into the wisdom of David. And then we pray for a few minutes and we go home. David was at this time fighting, like I said, three adversaries. His battle was also a three-pronged battle. It was a battle for the throne because Absalom was claiming king. So it was a battle for governance. Because he was claiming king, the eviction of David meant that now the land will be subjugated under the rulership of Absalom. So it was also a territorial battle, a battle for the lands. On the third layer, David would have had an advantage if the men of Israel stood on his side. But because the men were crossing to the other side too, it was also a battle for the hearts of the average Jew. It was a threefold battle. And he was assaulted by a three-front enemy. So if he turned this, it was like a triangular battle. You want to escape like this, you meet the people. These people. You turn like this, you see Ahithophel. That's a wise man, wise man. You turn like this, you see Absalom. If you had left David and Absalom sword for sword, who do you think would have won? David would have pieced Absalom, pieced Ahithophel. But love will not. There are battles that need to be won. But that love will be a hindrance. Like the one we are fighting in Nigeria. I cannot bring myself to pray against the tribe that have stewarded our mysteries. As I was praying that last week, my heart was doing one kind. Because I'm not even used to that kind of prayer. To say, Lord, cut them down. Them. It was grief that was releasing those prayers. That's not the normal me. The normal me is Lord redeem them. Lord save them. That's what I'm used to. So it's David. The battle was peculiar. Because it was a weakening battle. Oh, it was a weakening battle.
For with you I find my strength, and with you I can hold on. With you I know I've got on. No real power than you.
There were six things, however, that I found, and I'm just going to read through them so that we can pray. My prayer is in the 7th verse, but just 6 things. First is that the one who wants to win this kind of battle, this peculiar kind of battle, must be conscious to the advantage that the enemy has. What the enemy has in advantage is numbers. There are more men on the side of the enemy who are willing to fight than there are on our side. So they have numbers. David gave voice to this consciousness when he says, many are they that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul, there is no help for you in God. Two, he was conscious to the process or to the protocol that governed the operations of the enemy. It was an uprising which was not actually designed to kill David, but an uprising that was supposed to bring his soul into a place of distrust, that he will forsake his redemption. When you hear people say this is not a prayer thing, no, it is because the enemy has prevailed to a point where the people no longer see God as a source of help, and they feel that they have been neglected, ostracized, and abandoned. So they must, with their own arms, get their battles done. Forgetting that scripture says that they got not a land in possession by their own arms. The Bible says, but thy hand and thy countenance, because you have had favor upon them. That the favor of God becomes a weapon in the day of adversity to make a people who look helpless prevail. They have forgotten that it is captured in scriptures that God is our refuge and our strength and ever present help in times of need. That the Bible says this poor man cried out to the Lord and the Lord heard him and delivered him. They have forgotten that the Bible says that the Lord is a sun and a shield, that the Lord will give grace and he will give glory, that no good thing, including preservation, will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. They have forgotten that the righteous man was mirrored in the shape of Jerusalem. Because the Bible says, as mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord encamps around his people. For he shall not suffer my foot to be moved. I carry your presence everywhere. Who am I? He's so full of me. I'm a mortal man. Oh, I'm a mortal man. Oh, he should not suffer my foot to be moved. I carry your presence everywhere. Who am I? Your mind is so full. I'm just a mortal man. You are the awesome. Our eyes from where our help comes from, and he does that by rising. He comes with a shout. He comes close to a territory and signals, I'm around, and people cower. They begin to take defense in things that have been long abandoned. There are Christians now who are charmed secured than God secured, that are subscribed to Igbe. You know Igbe? Like his name, he carries. That's the only thing he can do. He does not use a map. It doesn't operate. There's no opportunity to, you know, when you want to take Uber, there is your current location and destination. Ebe is not provisioned like that. It can only sense current location and then self-determine next safe location, which is I don't know. They say they used to drop people on high tension wire or hang people on a tree. Their sorrows will multiply that put their trust in strange gods. Three is that beyond the consciousness of the protocol that governed the operations of the enemy, the man David recognized the purpose of enemy sounds. And sometimes, especially in the Nigerian experiment, the sound of the enemy is not direct. You hear it in the news. You hear it in people's gist. You hear it in the bus. You hear it on the bike. You hear it in the cab. The enemy has employed broadcasters. The enemy has struck so much that what is trending now is the enemy. It's the enemy. The witness of God has diminished because even those who have been licensed to give forth his witness are afraid. You will have thought that it was all wisdom in wars, but the man David, after he had given this activity of the enemy a thought, he began to speak forth his confidence in God. And you see, in prayers and outside prayers, the church must begin to release the voice of faith. And that's something we will do so much this week. We have things to pray about, but we will take quality time in all of our prayer sessions to speak of the things that God is doing, to speak of the things that God has done, to look into the scripture and re-advertise the potency of our God. We must talk down what the enemy is doing. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forevermore. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forever. One more time. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth forevermore. You may need to look for songs that help your faith. You may need to go online and download scriptures that keep talking to you. And when you want to sleep in the night and close your eyes and you hear crack, 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 you are not thinking that they have come. What I saw in my visions is that the strange men that they want to unleash on us are not just armed men, they are charmed men. That some of those men have the potentials to enter walls. But you see, my confidence that is, my house is a temple. And in the design of the temple, it is designed to capture the activities of two kinds of entities at basic levels. Angels and human beings. So I'm not the only one watching TV in my household. That's why there are some things I will not watch on the TV. I don't want an angel to watch something that is wrong. I'm that conscious. When I travel, there are strange young women who hang on the road who are waiting to hang out with somebody who is driving. You know why I don't carry them? The car is a temple. I don't want to put something that will cause the fight between myself and those who have been given charge over me. So if they wave me, I just look forward. Say, what is here is worth more than what is there. Are you with me? That's the consciousness. When I'm walking on the road, I'm not walking alone. So there are things I cannot do on the road because I will offend too many people or too many entities. Let them be disappearing into houses. My house is not in trouble. If a man has charms, if they touch his word, they will burn. How much more God? We have to speak. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. We must talk about God until the media picks it. Are these guys crazy? What are they talking about? Fill the news everywhere. Who told you that this nation is going down? Who told you? You read it where? It's not written in heaven that Nigeria broke into pieces. It's not written in heaven that this beast of recklessness wrecked our country. God has a plan. We will still take the flames of the revival to the nations. And even as this thing is going on, the nations are still burning with the flames. And it will still burn. And we'll be alive to carry the torches. Are you with me? I mean, all of us will not bury anyone prematurely. This is not our death. It cannot be. It cannot be our death. This cannot be it. God cannot bring into conception and on the day of delivery he holds back. We have labored for many years and a day of showing has come. We cannot be cut short. I will have fainted unless I believe that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. You've heard, you learned it in primary school that you shall not die. If they are sharing death, choose that you don't want. I have taken a position in God. I shall not die but live, and I will live declaring the goodness of God. That's my destiny. Every man should choose him, because Moses said that they share it. I set before you today a blessing and a cursing, life and death. Choose life. I have chosen life. I was driving home from Akure last year. And Jesus said to me, he said, son, because I live, you will also live. And I know he was not just talking about spiritual life. He was telling me that it's not now. There are lands to take. When I grow old, I'll be able to speak like Caleb and Joshua. I will be able to speak like Caleb and walk up to one of my contemporaries and say, you want to slow down? I'm still as strong as I was when God told us this thing. Because he will renew my youth as the eagle. That's what Baba Kumi is saying, that it's just starting. So Baba is just starting and me, I'm thinking. You think Baba is thinking of dying? You think Pastor Debo is thinking of dying? He has started using walking stick. Papa Bishop, you look as aged though physically. You notice. But he's trying to retire next year. How old are we? We now think that we have finished. Finished what? We have not even finished building the ark. You know, that's something to be alive for. Is it not something to be alive for? I want to see it. And I will preach there for many years. Some of it will be so beautiful that some of you will go and come back to do wedding there. Yes. Don't worry, it will be a house of many weddings. If your parents insist you will do one at home, then we'll come and do another one. There's so much to hope for. There's so much to hope for. You have started school, you have not graduated. But let me, what have you achieved? Eh? You have bought land. You have built a house. You have married wife. Are you in a relationship? You see, I've not even enjoyed anything. Wake up! When you get up every morning, go into the Bible, pick up your promises. That's where I'm going to close tonight. David was bold to declare his confidence in the Lord. Maybe because of the songs people sing now. When we were small, we used to sing songs like, when I remember his promises, I shout hallelujah. When I remember his promises, I shout hallelujah. Oh, when I remember his promises, I shout hallelujah. When I remember his promises, I shout hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
So we have promises. That's why I said when he speaks to you, write it down. Some of you, God has told you about 2025, but you're afraid now. So shall my word be. It will not return void. Some people have seen themselves Mario. They are not in a relationship, but they just saw something that looked like a woman and two children, and you're afraid. Some of you have seen yourself impact the kingdom on major grounds. Don't make the sounds of the adversary make you walk away from your promises. He has promised, and you will never fail. He's not in his ways. The only thing that will disqualify in this season is unbelief. Because Canaan was promised, those who believed entered. They were old, but they entered. I have seen a new Nigeria, one that is void of all these murderous expressions. And I will not hear it in heaven. I will see it in the earth. So I choose to be alive. I take confidence in the one who preserves me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That's our labor this week. He will quicken us to prophesy. And he will give us life to see the prophecies come to pass. Obumoso is preserved. In spite of the strikes that the strikings of the enemy in the last 1 to 2 weeks, Obumoso is preserved. I know there are things that we may not be able to do. There are labors that we may not be able to come into. But, you know, there are things our fathers found that secured this city. We may not be able to find them. But so also was in the construction of Ezra's temple. It was a post-exile period, so they could not get the things that Solomon had to build his own. But there was still a promise. And it was that the glory of the latter house. The latter house may not be as good as the former, but the glory to host will be greater. So I know that in our lifetime, we will see God showcase his saving arm. And his saving arm will secure this city. Not just Obumoso, but other cities, because he has people everywhere. For the sake of the church, God will rise up. And he will scatter his enemies. I'm done for tonight, but I want us to lift up a cry for that, my beloved sister, who is battling with health but still fighting. My closing words to her yesterday night was, Ma, have life. We can share what we have, and because I have life, I give you to live. Outlive this. I sang the song By and By when the morning comes. Now she doesn't know the song. And I said, the line I want you to keep in your heart is that you will tell this story, how you overcame cancer. Church, can we lift up our eyes and ask of the Lord that every dot of cancer that is in that body will be destroyed. Every dot of cancer, every dot, every cell, kababale komasaita. We lift up the cry as the church of Jesus. We bring before you our many years of sacrifice. Let it be mixed with mercy. And we ask in the name of Jesus that which seeks to take our life will not prevail. Win, my sister, win in the name of Jesus. We stand representing your brethren, and we lift up a cry to Jesus that you have more life. You have more life. Yes, spiritual life is multiplied. Human life is increased. Oh, every cell Every cell that is cancerous is eliminated. We decree that your body is clean, is clean. Oh, Kaimatsokata Bahai. I may not seek a balate con entire. Oh, Jesus said, ought not this daughter of Abraham be loose from my infirmity? We come and lift up this daughter of Zion, this woman of God, this servant of the cross, and we decree in the name of Jesus, be free, be healed, be healed, be healed in the name of Jesus. We use you as a point of contact to everyone laboring for the preservation of our nation that has been struck by ill health. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Etakuzahate lekizahai. Minotaskadu tabaranos. Ofe kababihika tosken toriata. Rako samate and toska beikata. Raketo vaskambaitala. Lakababate kombabeikan saita. Be healed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, thank you for our sister. Thank you for many intercessors, because healing streams are released tonight. For these precious ones, Father, who have stayed on this altar to keep praying, I ask that you will bless them. Even in the famine that has hit the nation, may God tonight make waters begin to flow for you. I don't know who it will be, but I ask that your needs this week will be supernaturally met. I know that some of you who are in school, you fear better than those who are home. I mean, your families are basically, some of your families are really struggling. But let the God who takes care of my parents be your God also. May He open gates of favor to your parents at home. Solicited help, unsolicited help, may they be helped. Thank you, Father. Because there will be narratives of miraculous supplies this week. And there will be greater signs that you have risen for our city and that you have risen in our nation. Blessed be your name, Father. As we converge back in the morning, be here with us. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. God bless you.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN. Located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.